All right, back in the stew, kinda. Guess not really. Some of the boys here made the decision to go out raging on New Year's, and that may have backfired. So right now we're all recording from our houses. We've been gone for a couple weeks because we've had some things happen with really bad weather and holidays, all landing on days we can record, and those are really the only days we're free. But we're back now. We're gonna get into it, guys. What's new with you?
I guess the most notable thing that's happened to me over these past few weeks is I messed up my ankle pretty bad playing basketball. So,
that's terrible.
Last Sunday, first off, I didn't have my basketball shoes because I had to get my car worked on, and I didn't realize at the time, but my basketball shoes were in my car. So, like the idiot I am, I wore Adidas Ultra Boost to go ball, and it was going good for a while, but like after like an hour and a half, I went out for a rebound and then came down, and I just rolled my ankle worse than I've ever rolled it before in my life. And I've sprained my ankle like 3 or 4 times before, and like this was easily like the worst time, I think.
Are your toes purple from what I saw in a video?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's gross. It doesn't make much sense. Like my whole foot is like not that purple anymore, but just like but by my toes, it's like a like flesh-eating disease.
Said, yeah, my whole foot is completely white, but my toes are purple.
Yeah, like I was gonna end that off by saying it's actually healing pretty nicely.
I'm
surprised because like now I can like walk on it and stuff.
There you go. We've all had our fair share of ankle injuries, right, Dave?
No, never heard of one.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I had to run it.
One time. No, go ahead.
What's new with me is not much, but if the New Year's Eve party for the coronavirus wasn't enough, I think Derek and I are going to Miami soon. So that should be something fun.
Oh, boy. What do you guys do in Miami?
How soon are you guys doing that?
We're leaving the 22nd, and then we're going to stay till the 26th.
So right after your quarantine will be up, right?
Yep. We're not going to have to quarantine. Stop saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all tripping.
I'm just saying.
I feel like an ox right now.
An ox?
Young stallion.
Run a mile. Exactly.
Okay, baby.
All right. Is that up with you? That's it.
I am an ox now. That's what
David. David, we've been gone for 3 weeks, and that's it.
Sorry, I didn't roll my ankle, bro.
Come on, bro.
I guess I'll dabble with this. So something really funny happened after we recorded our Beers and Blankets episode, which was our last episode. We asked, or I think it was me that was like, hey, guys, like, is one of us going to be, like, famous? And it just happened that night, I was being recorded during a conversation I was having with a stranger, and this girl posted a video on TikTok, and it has over 1.4 million views, and now my TikTok's been blowing up the last couple weeks. So it's just really funny. Obviously, I'm not, like, famous on it, but, like, it was just really funny the timing of that question and then that happening to me. I thought that was just like the weirdest coincidence ever. And yeah, that's been quite the story so far. And soon I'll be out in California dancing with my shirt off with the rest of the TikTok boys.
When's that?
I don't know.
Oh, are you talking about for college?
Yeah. I don't even know what I'm doing for college.
Capping, that's what he's doing. But yeah, long story short, we were gone mostly because John is busy being TikTok famous now.
Facts. What do you mean?
He said, "Nah, I can't record today. I gotta go post videos." And we're like, "Oh
no, that is not."
I gotta go learn the renegade real quick.
No, we had snow and holidays, and then last Sunday, David just slept through the episode.
Ran snow.
I have never not been available. I'm always here, ready to go. And also, in other news, I got a call from my boss today. And she was just like, hey, we think we're opening another store, and that means we're going to have to spend all of our time there. She was basically like, do you want to be the boss of this store? And I was like, yeah.
Damn, that's gas.
So I think I'm going to be the boss, which is cool, because then I get to yell at people.
I take in more money too, right?
Hire me, bro.
Hopefully. Jarrett, you want a job?
Hire all the boys.
It's like, I only that would be see, sick. The women are the ones that bring in the money, so I get to pick I get to pick the girls that work there now.
Someone John's like,
no Hugh fair. Hefner.
I'm like, Hugh Hefner. You see my hair? You guys should see my hair right now. It's crazy. But all right, anyways. So that's just new with me. Anything else? Gus, what about you? Anything? All right, the really funny thing about this recording. he messaged us, just said no. The funny thing about this is that, like, there's like five boxes on the screen, and like it's me, I'm in the camera, Dave's in his camera, but Gustavo and Jarrett aren't in their camera, so we have absolutely no idea what's going on.
I don't have a camera, bro.
That's wild. No, I know, but for all we know, Jarrett could be like butt naked, and we would have zero. He's just staring at us while he's naked. How weird would that be?
Well, it's not that weird because that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
A butt-ass naked podcast.
Yes, we should all do that next time. And my birthday is in 10 days. But
oh yeah, baby.
So the big 21.
21. Yes, sir.
Gus's is very soon too.
Yeah. Yes, this is at the end of the month.
Nah.
But I want to go to Boston Billiards and just play roulette all night. That's what I'm gonna do.
No, I should go to the big casino.
Put it all on red. Put it all on red. And I'm growing my hair out too. Actually, I decided that. Gonna go man bun it again.
Ooh, I like
that. Oh, man bun. Ooh,
I think so. Respect. All right, let's go into these games. Why don't we, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's start. Bills Dolphins. Yeah, we all get a nice view of Stephon Diggs flossing his teeth on the sidelines.
Bro, what a god. He's really good, despite him being a nerd and flossing on the sidelines.
Is he like a known nerd, Stephon Diggs?
I don't know,
but
he got some swag.
He does. He was like arguably top 3-4 receiver in the league this year, which was great because he was like definitely looked down on at the beginning of the season, like wide receiver rankings and stuff. So that was cool.
That's dope too. How he went to a new team, and he like I feel like a lot of wide receivers like have trouble like adjusting to a new squad. It seems like he just absolutely. Like clicked pretty much.
Mm. No, I couldn't agree more.
I mean, I was surprised at how well he adjusted with the Bills, because I mean he was good with the Vikings, but he wasn't this good by any means.
Yeah,
now I feel like he's like easily top 5.
Oh yeah. No doubt about it. He hit his like every like catching prop that he had, or like for receptions was like over. He was like 14-1 or 15-1 on going over on his catches for like a game. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's fire.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it all starts with though like Josh Allen, because Josh Allen's unbelievable.
Man,
yeah. He's actually got crazy accurate. Out of nowhere this season, and now he's killing it.
Yeah, it's that was like his biggest issue too. So it's like crazy to see like how he just like completely like turned it around, like 100% turned it around.
Yeah.
These Dolphins though, man, they're out just about.
Tua is just not the answer for them.
Yeah, he was bad today.
See, I had someone explain this to me, like, why they... And I think I might have talked about this already, but it's been a while, so I'm not sure. But, like, they basically were using this as a tryout to see if he's going to be their guy. And I really just don't think he's going to be. Like,
he's going to be their guy. Stop that. Yes, he is.
I don't think so.
Anything to say otherwise.
He was, like, a 5th overall pick on him.
Exactly.
They're going to give him more than a half a season to let him prove himself.
Right, but the thing is, I don't think he will prove himself.
I think he will.
I've never seen it in Tua. I don't think he's like an amazing passer. I don't think he's an amazing runner. Like, I don't know.
He was a pretty good passer at Bama, but he wasn't at Bama. So, I mean, that helps a lot.
Yeah. See, all his games he was like that he won, where he never had incredible numbers. And he also had great his defense played great and gave him great field position and had like plenty of turnovers, so like he was put in a good spot to go score. And when that wasn't the case these last couple weeks, they've been bad and they've had to rely on Fitzmagic, who they weren't able to do that with this week because he was out.
He got hit with the COVID.
I wonder if he's going to be there next year. Fitzmagic.
I would for leaving.
He should.
I think he should go. He should go play somewhere. He should go. I don't know. He could go play in. He could play in Washington.
Go to the Jags.
You go. No, they get the number one pick. They got to take Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
He could go play in like Washington or something. I mean, they don't really have a quarterback right now.
That'd be a cool fit. I'd like that.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should just keep Fitz in Miami and let Tua sit under him for like a season again. And then maybe by that time Tua will figure it out.
I feel like they're past that point though. Like they've already
Tua
given him the reins.
This was Tua's. I know. You're right. They did give him the reins already, but
you can always take him back.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a bad idea for like the organization to bring him back, but it's just like if he wants to, because if he doesn't have much time left, but like wherever he goes, he's probably gonna want to play, not having to get like worry, not having to worry about getting benched.
Yeah.
Did you see the perfect punt in this game? I believe it was the Bills kicker punted it, and it hit inbounds, and then took one hop out of bounds right in front of the pylon, like on the inch line. It was a beautiful.
That's gas.
It was something I took pride in because I was a kicker back then, back in the day in high school.
I'm a god at doing that in Madden. I don't know why.
Yeah, you are. You're different in that.
I'm different in that.
The GOAT Madden punter right here.
Facts.
But getting back to the Bills, they honestly, they might be the best team in the NFL right now.
In the NFL? Yes, dude.
They could come out of the AFC.
They could be up there. They're definitely up there.
I think they're the second best team behind the Chiefs.
Well, yeah.
I think when the Bills and Chiefs play, that's the Super Bowl. That's the Super Bowl. But too bad it doesn't work like that.
The Packers are good. Stop sleeping on them.
I just don't want to like root for the Packers.
Batman Rodgers, I hate him. He's a bad man.
He is a very, very bad man. All right, we can go into that game. Actually, since we're there, Aaron Rodgers
MVP
is probably going to win the MVP, and that stinks. Just strictly because I don't like him, it stinks.
But don't like him because of him versus Tom Brady debates.
And that's a big reason why I don't like
him. I agree.
So I mean, this MVP is not going to help the Brady fans' side of things.
No, it's not. I don't think it really does that much of a dent, but it definitely doesn't help their case. Just because
I think it would help if he won the MVP and the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl, yes, because that'd be three for him, right?
The Packers are good, man. Devonta Adams. I think Devonta Adams might be best receiver in the league by now.
Right.
I agree.
He is. He's literally he's in the top five for MVP voting too, and no other receiver is. So you have to say he's the best receiver in the league.
He's top five. I didn't even know that.
It's crazy. Yeah, he's top five. It's him, Derrick Henry, Mahomes, or top seven. I don't know like the actual. Tom Brady's outside the top five, and then Russell Wilson, and then Rodgers. It's a pretty cool bunch up there because normally you don't see like a receiver and running back like Henry and Adams like give the MVP race such like a close like contest to the quarterbacks.
They deserve it though.
No, they definitely do.
I agree with that.
Okay, I want to know at what point in the season and what caused the Bears and especially David Montgomery to start playing good, because like I was trying to figure it out and I have literally zero idea.
I
don't know if you guys know, but I have no clue.
I could not tell you.
With David Montgomery especially, I know exactly what you mean. Like, he's been really good for no reason the past few weeks.
Just, like, absurd. He's been playing out of his mind. And the crazy thing that's about it is I remember I was picking in my fantasy draft at the beginning of the year, and it was like him or Tariq Cohen. I was like, well, they both stink and they both play for the Bears. I'm just going to take Tariq Cohen, whatever. Tariq Cohen tears his ACL, and then Derek Montgomery plays like a baller at the back half of the season.
Yeah,
like, and I think – oh, no, go ahead.
The whole Bears offense has kind of been like that. Like, ever since Mitch came back, they stunk for a few weeks, but then they kind of got hot towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing that a lot of people didn't talk about when it comes to the Packers was how good Robert Tonyan played this year. This dude that just came out of, like, absolutely nowhere and was a top five tight end in the league.
Which isn't saying much this year.
He made my fantasy team actually pretty decent. Because I took him late off the waivers, and he was like quickly, like you said, like a top five fantasy tight end.
Yeah. All right. So you were talking about Tom Brady. We can go Tom Brady and the Bucs versus the Falcons. Tom Brady owns the Falcons. There's no obstacle Tom Brady can't overcome when it comes to the Falcons. Doesn't matter what the situation is, Tom Brady's going to come back and beat them.
Well, thankfully, the Bucs didn't have to come back today. Other than the Lions game last week, the Bucs have been horrible in the first half. So,
especially the first quarter.
Yeah, it's finally nice to see that they're starting to figure it out in the first few quarters. Like,
well, that's exactly what I was thinking. It just like overall, their offense is there. Especially Antonio Brown played great the last few weeks. Good. And he's going to have to continue to do this, especially because Mike Evans, like his knee or leg injury looked pretty bad today after he like slid. There's a lot of slipping in this game. I noticed that. It was a big slipping game. But, AB is going to have to keep doing what he's doing for them to continue to play well.
I mean, as long as that man Tom keeps slinging it, they're going to be all right.
Facts, bro.
Tom Brady has playing out of his mind for someone that's that old. Like, just 40, to put it.
It's crazy.
The guy might play till he's 50.
Honestly, I'm starting to think that way. Because he does not look like usually you can tell when a player is getting old and like regress and stuff. He has not like regressed at all, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say at all. He's definitely not like Tom Brady, but like he has big games still. He's still capable of having big games.
Yeah, I just feel like this year the one bad thing he's done is he has thrown a lot of picks. But I feel like that's just him trying to get used to his new system because he was with New England for 20 years. Like, you're going to have some bumps along the road.
When you're throwing that many touchdowns, I mean, the picks don't matter that much.
Yeah, picks are going to – picks are going to happen. The Bucs uniforms looked like they were scary. If a team in high school pulled up on us, like, with those uniforms, I would have been scared. They were creepy.
I don't know, but I see what you're saying. They're kind of like Halloween themed uniforms, but they are super clean. I love those unis.
Tom Brady in a nice uniform, you love to see that.
For real, man.
Tom Brady, man. All right, let's flip. Let's go to the other side of the coin here with the Pats Jets game. Sorry. This game was bad. I didn't watch anything.
I would have rather the Pats lose.
Honestly. I know.
I was thinking the same thing. I was actually thinking the same thing. I was like, why win this game?
Well, I mean, some history today. Cam Newton had the longest rush for a Patriots quarterback ever.
So how long was that?
That's good to see.
Something.
49 yards. So, I mean, 49
yards.
That's kind of cool. Some history.
Yeah.
It is. I hate seeing people like try to defend Cam Newton and bringing up like the one game they had against the Seahawks at the beginning of the season. Like, oh, don't give up on Cam Newton. Like, there's an opportunity. Remember that game against the Seahawks? Like, they almost beat him. I was like, yeah, that was one game. The Seahawks aren't like that great either. Like, they're a good football team, but they're not amazing anymore. Like, is what we thought they were gonna be. So I think he has to go.
Yeah, when he just like If you just watch him throw a football, it just looks so painful.
I was gonna say, it looks like it hurts him.
Yeah, I know.
The defense, like, actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be for the Patriots, because they had so many people like opting out, especially like J.C. Jackson. He had 9 picks this season. That is a lot of interceptions.
He didn't get the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I was about to say that. How did he miss out on the Pro Bowl? That's
crazy.
I don't know. I don't decide on that one.
He has been like top 5 corner like type level this year.
No. Oh yeah, no. Agree.
And did Stephon Gilmore made it, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, like
popularity contest, bro. It's
facts.
True. Yeah, I don't know how this Pats team won 6 games. I really don't. I mean, I guess 2 of them were against the Jets, but
yeah.
What was the final record for the Patriots? Was it 7-9?
7-9. Yep.
Yes, sir.
I believe it or not, I think that's what the Chargers finished with as a record.
Those Chargers.
Yeah, they finished 7-9. They went on a little run at the end of the season. After the Pats lost, I don't think they lost.
They were starting off 0-20, and then they finally figured it out. They're like, wow, Chargers are actually pretty good.
They ended the season on a 4-game win streak, which kind of sucks because they screwed themselves over when it comes to a draft pick. But I mean, whatever.
Speaking of draft picks, the Jets now.
Yeah, I don't know what the Jets are thinking about.
I think
winning games.
They should draft
dummies
at number 2.
That's who? Really good for them.
The dude from Oregon, the O-lineman Sewell.
You don't think they should draft Justin Fields?
Heck no.
I don't think they should draft Justin Fields, honestly.
Don't pick for them. They just got Sam Darnold at number 1 overall like 2 years ago.
I think they could let him go. I think they can let him go after this year, or if not, it's next year. But
I'm crazy.
You guys know my stance on Sam Darnold.
Give him a good coach. Give him some players to play with, man. He's not that bad.
I know. That's what I'm saying, man.
The world will see Jared.
Yet.
They just got Mekhi Becton this year, and he's already a beast. So if they had 2 beasts on the O line, they already have decent receivers. Let Sam cook.
So. You just said they have no one around him, but you just said they got decent receivers.
Yeah, but
they got James Crowder.
Garbage besides Mekhi Becton. And the team and Corey's been hurt all year.
All right. Whatever.
They should try to sign
receiver. They had Frank Gore.
True.
He's not the dinosaur.
The dinosaur who I hope can I would love to see him play another year. I don't know if he will.
Third all time. That's kind of
because he just chugs, man.
Kind of
it's crazy.
He just chugs.
He's not a top 5 back of all time, and he's top 3.
No, he's not. But he's like neither is Larry Fitzgerald, and he's got all the receiving records.
Like I don't know. I feel like Larry Fitz is a better receiver than Frank Gore is a running back.
Hands down, absolutely. You know who is a really bad running back now that was also good. At one point, Adrian Peterson. We might have seen the last Adrian Peterson game today.
He's not retired. He's way too stubborn to retire right now.
I think you're right. He should. You're right, but I think he is too stubborn.
That's because he's broke, bro. He needs that check.
Yes,
I know, bud.
These are literally my thoughts today. I was like, he's broke. He's probably just trying to get a couple extra mil to live off of. He's going to take that rest of his mill, like the rest of his money, like to his grave. He's not going to have anything left after he dies. He's like, not leaving anything for the kids.
He just had a long run today. Quit putting hate on my man's name. Come on.
He's just not good.
I love Adrian Peterson.
But like, these lines today, these are the fun lines that showed up. Lots of points scored in the first and second, and just the whole game. And that's the Lions I like to see. Matt Stafford slinging the rock. Marvin Jones catching touchdowns. He almost had 3 touchdowns today. I think one got called back, but he had at least 2, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, Marvin Jones for like 4 straight years, I swear, it's been like, he's okay, but he's a number 2 receiver. He's not going to do anything good. And then every year, like, oh, he was kind of a beast. But like,
oh, he was the number one receiver.
Yeah, but like, no matter what he does the following year, I'm still always gonna think, oh, he's still the number two receiver. Like, he's not gonna do that much.
I feel no, like, I agree.
He's actually a dog, man.
And then on the other side, dog receivers, Justin Jefferson, nasty.
Oh, man.
It is a damn shame he's in the same draft class as Justin Herbert because he's not going to win Rookie of the Year.
He is already better than Adam Thielen. Change my mind. You can't.
Oh.
Yeah. He might be.
A little early for that.
I don't know. He is a way better athlete, and that's not a white guy joke. It kind of is a white guy joke because Adam Thielen's not that athletic, but
he just gets open.
That man Jefferson, he's so explosive.
He's good. Yeah, he broke Randy Moss's receiving yard record as a rookie for the Vikings franchise.
Randy Moss was insane as a rookie too. So that's saying
something. I know. That was his, like, 3 reception, 3 touchdown, 200-yard game, whatever it was.
Yeah.
God. But, yeah. And then there's the Chad Beebe touchdown at right before halftime. I don't know if you saw that, but it was absolutely ridiculous. There was no time left, and they just threw a shot down the field. He catches it and gets smashed by 2 Lions guys and just bounces off both of them and keeps running. And then the guy on the Lions, there's a third guy behind them, just, like, watched him run by because he's like, wait, holy shit, he's still up? Because he's 100% been down.
that was mayhem. I was like, what the heck just happened, bro?
Yeah. Chad Beebe. But yeah, this game was actually really fun, and it's good when 2 bad teams play, like, a good game.
Yeah,
it's like give you a reason to watch it because it's like
yeah,
it's
exactly because like, there is no other reason to watch it.
Yeah, that or betting on the game will give you a reason to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
Fact.
Of course, that's of course.
All right, so we talked about Justin Herbert and the Chargers. He's gonna win Rookie of the Year. I don't think there's any way that you can change my mind.
Well deserved.
He's so nasty. He might have had the best season by a rookie quarterback ever.
I mean, he has the most touchdowns ever for a rookie quarterback. So
most touchdowns. I'm sure he's probably close in yards, and he didn't start like 3 games.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, that is wild. I'm so excited to have this kid as my quarterback for the next.
The Chargers
years.
Have no excuse to be 8-8 again next year. I'm so sick of
for
this.
Real. For real,
they have to fire.
Gotta be at least 10-6. Or else
they have to fire.
I'm done buying it into the Chargers, no matter how loaded their roster is.
So after next year, if they don't finish 10-6, you're out for good.
They gotta be at least.
And you are too.
At least
I'm no longer a Chargers fan.
Yeah, right. I love them way too much. they were hot. I was very happy with how they finished the season. Like in a like. To see that they can win games, I wasn't happy with the fact that their draft pick went from a top like 5 pick to almost like low teens of a pick. But I mean, you know what? They're gonna be good. They have a bright future. They just need to get rid of Anthony Lynn, fix special teams, and I think they're gonna be solid. They're gonna be so much fun to watch over the next couple of years.
They gotta stay healthy too.
They do have to stay healthy. Yes,
that defense is hurting from injuries.
Yeah. Did like I have nothing to say about the Chiefs today cuz like they just played all backups.
Yeah.
I mean Chad Henne started.
Chad Henne, cool.
First start in 6 nice. Years, which is it's nice, but at the same time it's like whatever, like you stunk, you lost.
Yeah.
But so that was fun to see them end the season that way on a high note. Into next season we're focused on the next year. And speaking of the Chargers, Colts Jags, I went into a realization today, along with the whole Adrian Peterson thing. This could have been the last game I see Phillip Rivers play, and it's not going to be because they made the playoffs.
It shouldn't be,
and I don't. There is no reason for him to not be the starting quarterback for the Colts next year. He had a very good season.
Yeah, I mean his arm is still there, but he cannot move at all, man.
He can't move in the pocket. Watching him move in the pocket is so funny because it's so bad.
But
it is so bad.
he's just a guy where you hear the name Philip Rivers, you just think NFL Sunday Football.
That's but right.
He's a quarterback of a childhood. We don't want to see him go.
That's right. You got that right on the nose. And the thing is, like, so his running game is unbelievable. The team's running game is unbelievable. Like, when he was in San Diego and LA, like, he had, like, LT. And, like, at that time, they were a top team in the NFL. But after LT left and they had, like, nobody running backs or even, like, Melvin Gordon, who Melvin Gordon was a good running back, but they didn't have this O-line that he has now with Indy. So now, like, they can run the ball more efficiently. Like, the offensive line is going to help him. He's not getting sacked as much. And so he also doesn't have to throw the ball as much anymore. So, like, and he's doing just good enough to where they can compete. And I don't know, they can make some noise in the playoffs. They're going to have to play the Bills first round. But, I mean, we'll get into playoffs after this. But I'm excited. I think he should still be there next year.
Yeah, I mean, that meant Jonathan Taylor had a sneaky, like, 240 yards of rushing today.
That's franchise record.
God, that's insane. He's fast.
240 yards. He is. Their whole running back core is actually very good. Hines and Wilkins, too.
I really very like good. Hines.
Me too. I do too. He was a late pickup in my fantasy season who actually did
well. Yeah. He had a good season.
And then, so the Jags almost did come back on them, which was scary for the Colts, because if they lost that, I don't know if they would have. Actually, I think they still would have. No, they wouldn't have clinched if they lost that. The Dolphins would have got in. But, I mean, the Jags do have the number one pick. I'm assuming they're going to take Trevor Lawrence.
They should, yeah.
So they have that to look forward to. But other than that, there's nothing that really comes with the Jags.
Not much going on with the Jags.
they do also have a very good young core, though.
Yeah.
They don't have the time. Their time isn't yet. But you tell me, like, 4 years from now, they're going to have some good players, like James Robinson, Larry Chenault, Chark, Cole, and then Trevor Lawrence, if that's who they take with their pick. They're not going to be too bad.
You're kind of spitting, John.
I'm kind of spitting.
Win, like, four games. It'll be good to see.
It'll be four games, yes. You got that right. All right, what game do we want next, guys? We can go... all right, Jared, why don't we go Ravens-Bengals?
Oh, the Ravens. The hot. No one wants
Jared
to play
was right.
Plays the Bengals.
No, yeah. Okay.
Well, what have I been saying? Let the Ravens be bad so they can be underdogs because they play a million times better as the underdog. And now that they flew in under the radar, they've been crazy hot the past like 3 weeks. But they are playing the Titans, and that scares me a lot. That was like the one matchup I did not want for them.
That's a rough matchup.
I know.
See, that's definitely a tough matchup. And another thing is they've been playing very good, and I'm not going to take that away. But they have not played anybody good.
The high point of this little mini run was that Browns win. Because I think Lamar looked pretty damn good in that game.
He did, and that was probably the best game of the year for us as consumers to watch.
Nuts, man.
That game was a fun-ass game to watch. And I remember I was going nuts, and my dog scratched me, like, all down my back. Because me and my little brother going nuts, because, like, I won a bet. I, like, won my fantasy game on some, like, BS. Like, it was just so much going on at that point, and my dog just got so excited and just clawed me right down my back. It was awful.
That's mad funny.
But yeah, I mean, Bengals, whatever, right? Did you see the Marcus Peters interception?
I did not, actually.
So he got called for PI. He gets called for PI on, I think it was a third or fourth down. And then, so the Bengals got a reset of downs. And then Marcus Peters ended up picking it right out. And it was a very questionable call. And then Peters picks it like within the next couple plays.
He's only good at interceptions. He's burned two besides that. But I feel like that game was only on red zone when the Ravens were on offense. So I did not see much of them on defense.
Yeah. There was something that happened on defense for them. I don't remember what it was, but it was not good. But other than that, it was fine. The game was fine. I'm trying to remember what it was, and it slipped right past my mind. Ugh. Anything, Jared, you want to rant about the Ravens or no? I'll let you rant.
I mean, we have been gone the past few weeks where they've been cooking.
Yeah, so what are you going to say?
I mean, there's not much to say that everyone already doesn't know. I mean, the Ravens are back. Their offense is starting to look like their offense of last year again. Their defense has crazy big names on it and should be very good come playoff time. So if they just keep riding the momentum of Lamar on offense, they could make it at the AFC. I don't know, man.
You're feeling frisky, aren't you, buddy?
I mean, if they're this hot playing the Chiefs, the Ravens can win that game. I don't care what you say.
That boy J.K. Dobbins helping out Lamar with the rushing.
That run game, like, how do you stop J.K. and Lamar? Hollywood even had 2 touchdowns today.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the stat? They had the most rushing yards in a game in the franchise history.
I mean, how do you? The Ravens did. I believe it.
It's pretty nuts.
The whole line isn't even that good this year either. They got a bunch of injuries.
That's facts. They did lose their $100 million guy.
Yep, Ronnie Stanley.
But speaking of rushing, Derrick Henry for 2K.
I am very surprised he had 2K. I did not see that.
I'm very happy for him. I feel like it really crept up on us, and it happened very fast.
Man, give him the MVP.
For real, give that man the MVP.
I'd be okay with that. I think it's because I'm a big advocate for Derrick Henry.
How many yards do you have today?
250.
I think it was over 200. Yeah, I think he needed two something to pass it.
Exactly.
Yeah, 250, 2 TDs. That's fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. He's the first back-to-back rushing champ since my man LT in 2006-2007.
Oh, let's go.
I still don't think he's good at running halfback dive, but he's the GOAT at halfback toss or something.
Oh my God, he's if you give that man the ball, if you toss that ball,
man, bro.
Wait, what'd you say?
Corners cannot tackle him at all.
No,
it's not linebackers can't.
you just get him outside, he's gone, man.
Derrick Henry is a freak of nature. Okay, I don't know how, but they were winning. It was a convincing win up until one point in the game where the Texans just came out of nowhere and then just end up in the lead. I don't know where it came from.
Oh, I was praying that the Texans are going to win this game because that would mean it would be Ravens versus Steelers, I think, and the Titans would have missed playoffs completely.
No, the Titans were locked in.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they were.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. It was either they either won and got the division or lost and took the wild card.
But how did they take the what?
Over Miami. They had it over Miami.
But Miami's already not in. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were in no matter what.
I'm pretty sure earlier I was checking that.
Look into it.
I can't now. I'm on the ESPN playoff machine, but I can't change a game that's already happened.
Hold on. I'll look at the standings. But, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that's what it was because they would have had the tiebreaker over the Dolphins. Is that the case? They had 11 wins. Miami, yeah, they would have had the tiebreaker. I'm pretty sure what it was.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
I don't know what the tiebreaker was, but I'm pretty sure they had the tiebreaker. But so Derrick Henry freak. Can't wait to watch him turn it up in the playoffs. And you know who else is a freak? So I was on my phone today before the game started. I was on TikTok and I saw a video of it was some of the best plays from this season. Watching DK Metcalf chase down what was a Buda Baker on the interception literally gave me chills. I haven't watched the play in a while, but that play was unbelievable.
Yeah, he hawked him down crazy.
That was absurd.
He said he wasn't even running full speed too, which that's probably cap.
I know, he's gotta stop lying.
That's baloney.
If it's true, like, that's crazy.
Fact. I didn't, like, really get a whole lot from this Seahawks 49ers game. I feel like for most of this game, it was a classic, just, like, low-scoring field goal game between these two teams. But they ended up scoring some touchdowns toward the end, which, like, really caught me off guard. But, like, these 4 o'clock games I was not really invested in because I was trying to I was looking at scores and stuff for our pool that we did. And by the way, Jarrett is the winner of our pool.
Yes, sir, baby.
He did come up clutch in the end. I honestly, all season, I thought I had it, and I was pretty convinced and not too worried until this week. And
how many did you each get?
I didn't even calculate. Once I saw that he pulled away with, like, after the overhit in the Broncos-Raiders game, I didn't even... But I think he was at like 42 or 41 correct out of 64 picks.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So he did good. He did very good.
Yeah, post about that, Jarrett. Max. 40 out of 60?
I'll post it on our Instagram tomorrow.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. But yeah, and the really upsetting part is I just wanted to make sure everything was all right in the spreadsheet. So during the games today, I just went and double-checked all the scores, and we were tied originally. And then when I went back and double-checked everything, I realized I miscalculated one of Jarrett's games. So Jarrett was up by 1. And so I screwed myself over. Human error.
Dang.
I know. Very upsetting.
I put the dag in him today.
Mm-hmm. How much did he win? If,
125 bucks.
Nice. That's solid.
Yep. Yep, and next year we're going back at it, and we're going to have a bigger pool, more peeps, because it's not going to be put together last minute.
Yeah.
All right, so since I just talked about Broncos, Raiders, this game, like, didn't even happen, it felt like.
This game.
This was not put on Red Zone at all.
Yeah.
It was only put on when all the games were at halftime and all the games were finished.
I will say it was put on when I saw that man Jerry Jeudy the dust them boys for 92 yards.
That was an absurd play. He is so fast, and I'm also pretty sure that was the longest passing touchdown this season. Because I heard them say during the day it was 85 yards last week. Or it happened. Who was it? The Raiders, I think it was, got 85 yard touchdown.
Oh, yeah, that was Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, and then this one just must have took the cake on that one, on that record for the year. But yeah, did you see the 70-yard field goal attempt?
70?
Brandon McManus attempted a 70-yard field goal attempt at the end of the half. They were literally just like, fuck it, whatever.
I mean, they are at Mile High. It doesn't make sense.
Well, that was the thing. You might as well go for it. I mean, you guys are playing for nothing, and you're at Mile High. It got blocked, so it didn't even, then you get a chance to see. But
that's
I kind of wish it didn't. I know. All right, Panthers Saints, another game I didn't see much from.
Saints,
yeah, no.
Clobbered them.
Saints, I think smoked it's
gonna them. Be Saints, Packers, and Bucks competing for the NFC title, but
yeah,
everybody else isn't that much of a threat.
Not that bold of a prediction.
I know, but I'm just throwing it out there, so we're all on.
No, I know. Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Ty Montgomery was back at running back again, though, today. Wide receiver back at it.
Let's go.
Which is weird.
Man of many traits.
He's like Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
They have two Taysom Hills. That's not fair. None of the other teams in the league have two, not even have one Taysom Hill. They have two.
That's true.
Not fair. Did you see the Emmanuel Sanders celebration?
I did not know.
So he went his contract, he had an incentive to, if he caught 60 balls, he would get a $500,000 bonus. And he caught 8. He caught his 8th in the middle of the game and just starts celebrating, like, hands up, hands in the air, going crazy after he caught his 60th one. And he was like, he was well aware of, like, of what it was and what he needed to happen. So I thought that was very funny.
That's gas. That's
hilarious.
So gas.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Crazy.
Imagine that, catching a ball and then you're just $500,000 richer.
The GM was probably pissed watching that game.
I know.
Oh, I know. Well, there was another thing that happened in the Seattle game where Pete Carroll was, I think he was trying to get David Moore an incentive because he had David Moore catching the ball or running the ball at the end of the game.
I mean, respect. They're trying to get that bread.
Oh, yeah.
It's sick.
I think that's what it was. I'm not too sure on it, but yeah, that game was kind of boring. Teddy Bridgewater disappointed me again.
Yeah, come on.
Whenever, man, I decide to bet on Teddy Bridgewater, he does me bad. All right, let's go. We got three games left. All right, we'll go Browns Steelers. Okay?
Yeah.
Josh Dobbs.
What a surprise. The Steelers lost.
The Steelers lost. They stink. See, the good thing about this game is we get this game next week.
Yeah.
For real.
That'd be cool.
And I can't wait.
It's like the game this week was born. I pay much attention to it.
No, I agree. We won't have Mason Rudolph as quarterback this week. Okay, by the way, he definitely looks like the Edward Norton version of the Hulk. I don't know, but he's not green. look up a picture of the Edward Norton Hulk and then Mason Rudolph. Put them side by side and tell me if you see the look-alike.
Mason Rudolph does not
look like Edward Norton. There's no way.
No. When he's like the actual Hulk.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like that's the dark hair that flops over the front.
Yeah, like square head.
So, hey, we got to clip that. We got to clip that part. we'll put it up. Josh Dobbs he played quarterback today. And I haven't heard his name since he played at Tennessee. And I remember the big thing about Josh Dobbs when he got drafted is they made a huge deal about his degree in aerospace engineering. And I just thought that was really funny because that's the only thing I really know about him is that he got a degree from Tennessee in aerospace engineering.
Usually you're not that amazing at football if the big talk is what you got your degree in.
I know.
Yeah.
So he kind of sucks, but he's pretty smart.
Literally. He sucks. Mason Rudolph sucks. I did think it was weird that Miles Garrett and Mason Rudolph they cleared the air apparently. And this, I'm pretty sure, is the first game they've played against each other since the big assault and battery game last year.
Yeah.
I gotta ask.
The attempted murder.
Go ahead.
Me? No, I'm good.
Oh, I gotta ask, what is our consensus? Do we think last year that Mason Rudolph?
Yes, he did.
Called
him
these words. Yes. You think so?
Yeah, yes. 100%.
I think so too. Because no way you'd swing a helmet.
I know.
That's you're not getting a helmet swung at you unless you said something really wrong. Yeah. But we'll move on from that. So Myles Garrett is a great defender, and the Steelers have a great defense too. 73 game sack streak. That's absurd.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That man, TJ Watt, is a dog. That's why.
Probably that's how many seasons is that?
He's been here like what was it, third?
No. How many? So that's what, 16 games. So it's like 4.5.
Four or five. Yeah.
It's like 4 and 9 games maybe.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Baker sacked up. I love how he took responsibility last week, even though he was literally playing with JV football players. Without his receivers. I liked how he was like, hey, that was on me, and then showed this week that he's gonna be able to do it. He had a great season. Big improvement from last season.
He finally had a season where that everyone thought he was gonna have after his rookie year. Last year was a huge disappointment, but this year was kind of like the year everyone thought he was going to have for his second year.
Facts.
Yeah. I don't know if you were watching the game, but I got chills, actual chills when he converted on for the first down and they secured the playoff spot. Got literal chills because sick. I got a video from a friend in Ohio and he was just like, I have waited this many years. And finally, we have made it into the playoffs. I was like, okay, buddy.
It's going to be even tougher when they get bounced next week super hard.
Nah, they're gonna beat the Steelers.
Yeah,
I
think they're going to win.
They were both quarterbacks for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers last season when they won the title.
That man should have stayed quarterback for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh, come on.
Maybe we could let's talk to Trevor, see if he got Chris Streffler's number.
But they should have played Trevor instead.
Ooh.
Yo, what if we interview something?
Trevor? The Cardinals are out now officially. Unreal.
Yes, and the Bears are in. How crazy is that?
That's so gross. At 8-8.
They stink.
They're trash.
They stink.
D-Hop can't catch a break, man.
Oh. Hot take.
They'll be fine.
Adams better than D-Hop.
Yeah, he is this year, definitely.
I think it's close.
Now, this year, it's Davante Adams. There's no question about it. He's got like 20 touchdown receptions. That's insane.
That man, Davante Adams, is like impossible to cover one-on-one, I feel like.
But yeah.
You could say something about D-Hop, but I feel like D-Hop's route running is nowhere near what Davante Adams is.
It was really funny how this is like a battle of the backups for most of the game. And did you hear the story on the Rams quarterback?
No.
He was, prior to this week, he was taking finance classes at a university or whatever. And then they just were like, hey, we need a quarterback. Call them up, and then he got the start, and then he got them a W into the playoffs.
That's fire.
I was listening to the commentator. He was like, yeah, he literally just changed his LinkedIn profile from finance advisor to NFL quarterback.
Wow.
How funny is that?
That's heat.
I mean, that's just a message to all those office workers out there. Even you can go on a Sunday and win games for a football team.
And clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah, grab anyone.
All right, we'll go. Well, last game. Cowboys Giants. How funny is this? Jason Garrett is the reason the Cowboys were eliminated from the playoffs.
It's only right. I mean,
it's full only circle. Right. Full circle. Yeah, the Cowboys.
I also like that Andy Dalton had more rushing yards than Zeke. I find that funny.
What is up with Zeke?
I don't know, man.
Like, do you think they regret paying him? I was looking at his contract. I'm not gonna be able to find it. Hold on. But they paid him like it was like a 6-year, $90 million contract.
Yeah.
So he played like. What'd you say?
I said he's got a great agent.
Yeah. So listen to this. He played bad this year. He did not have a good season, at least to his standards.
Yeah.
He got paid. He's getting paid almost $10 million next season, $12 million the following, then 11, 10, 15 and a half, and then 16, almost 17.
That's crazy. Until he's
31. They screwed themselves because they'd be just fine with Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard has held his own.
Yeah.
Facts.
Tony Pollard has played great while Zeke's been hurt and playing bad.
That's a lot of money to pay, like, the remaining years of a contract. Like, that's nuts.
Well, I mean, I feel like when Dak is back, Zeke will be back to his old self a little bit.
Yeah, just taking an offseason while he's gone.
So if you're Jerry Jones. That honestly wouldn't be surprising to me, though, Zeke, like, knowing Zeke, if he was like, oh, like, we're not going to do anything, like, this season's kind of a waste. I'm not going to go out there and bust my ass when I don't have to. And like nothing.
I feel like that would be Zeke-like.
Exactly. Well, no, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, whatever.
I'm definitely excited when Dak comes back. Because that'll be fun seeing like the whole squad. Because they have a good group.
If he is like back in Dallas.
True.
Because who knows? Maybe he doesn't go there. But their best player today was their kicker. Greg Zuerlein was like 4-for-4 for field goals, something like that. So that's good.
He said, so that's
solid.
So that's good.
Them Giants.
All right.
Them
Giants.
They're the Eagles' biggest fans tonight. If the Eagles win, they're in.
Washington is winning by 3 right now.
Yeah. I have that
Washington is playing very well, actually.
They got to play a little bit better. They only have three.
They have three. The Eagles offense is not too bad with Jalen Hurts.
Currently, Greg Ward is the leading passer for the Eagles with 15 yards.
Yeah, he threw a pass to
makes the Eagles offense not bad. He has less passing yards than his receiver.
Yeah, but they got a touchdown, right? They're only down five to a team that they're only down three to a team that's better than them.
Man, they're playing the football team. They're not good.
They're better than the Eagles.
Hardly.
Hardly is not wrong.
I would
wrong.
Agree hardly.
Alright. So it's
not wrong.
Playoff picture time.
Playoff picture time, yeah. Let's get into this. What do we think about the playoffs? Anything at all?
We mean anything at all. I have a lot about
that. Like, what do you gotta say about the playoffs?
I mean, do you guys wanna go matchup by matchup?
I don't care. We could just let's just go this first week. We'll go the first wild card weekend.
All right.
Whip out the games for us.
I mean, I don't see many lower seeds upsetting. I think you guys are crazy for thinking that the Browns have a chance at beating the Steelers. I feel like Steelers.
I think it's gonna happen.
It will actually happen. I think it's strictly momentum. Strictly momentum, and that this team wants it more.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are also way too hot to lose to the Colts right now.
Wait! Breaking news! Breaking news! Breaking news! The Jets have officially parted ways with Coach Adam Gase.
Let's go!
Let's go!
That man is a bomb. All right, I just need to get that out there.
Nah, that's fire.
Urban Meyer.
No, he's going to Jacksonville.
Oh, he better.
You didn't see that? No, he's actually going to Jacksonville, which I thought was crazy because I thought he was going to stay retired. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And Jack?
What about Doug Marrone?
Doug Marrone's getting canned, dude.
Oh, he's got to go to the Jets now then.
Don't sleep on it. All right, what's the next game?
The next game? All right. And then Ravens versus Titans.
Oh, man. There's
That's
going to
be such a fun game.
Ravens, bro. Titans
there's going to be so many points. I think there's going to be a lot of points.
I'm taking the Titans.
Bugging.
I think I'm also going to take the Titans, Jarrett. I'm sorry, but I can't lose
this game. There's no way.
What if they do, though?
What armor right now?
All right, all I know is I'm going with the Titans in this game. Derrick Henry is so hot right now, dude.
Pause, bro.
And pause. Jared, can you see me right now?
Yeah.
I got a light blue sideways hat on with a purple shirt. I look funny. Sorry. Is it only two games or is it three games?
No, it's three and it's three.
All right, what's the last one?
And that was just the AFC. I already said the Colts, Bills. The Bills are way too hot to lose that game. There's no shot.
Yeah, no way.
All right, so and then the NFC, Saints versus Bears. I mean,
Saints
this
by a million.
Should be a game the Saints should win by a million, but I don't know. Do not sleep on that game.
I think the Bears fell a little bit back down to earth. I'm going to go with Saints.
The Bears bend back down to earth, bro. They suck. They're 8-8.
No, but they were on a three-game win streak.
Yeah, that's not. Look who they played. Whatever.
Okay. They found their way in the playoffs. Steelers.
Rams Seahawks is kind of interesting.
I like this matchup.
I'm Seahawks.
If Jared Goff is healthy, I still want the Seahawks.
Yeah, you were playing with me for a second. I thought you were gonna say the Rams. I too am taking the Seahawks.
And then we have the Bucks versus either the football team or the Giants, and that's
it. Nah, I wonder what's gonna happen there.
Easy win. Tom Brady is going to the Super Bowl. He's back,
yes, sir.
It don't matter what. Team
I would love to see him win another Super Bowl. Not even gonna lie.
I mean,
Brady versus Mahomes.
It's probably gonna be Tom Brady and the Bucks going to Lambeau Field versus the Packers. That's gonna be sick, bro.
That's gonna be crazy.
And,
okay, but honestly, if I was a fan of Tom Brady's the GOAT or just like a Tom Brady's legacy, I wouldn't want him to go to the Super Bowl. Like if he's playing Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, I wouldn't want him to go there because I think the Chiefs would beat them.
That sounds like the anti-LeBron arguer. Who's like, oh, it's better to lose in the first round than lose it.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if he loses to Mahomes, that, like, you know, that conversation I keep bringing up, how Mahomes is going to be the best football player ever, that's just going to help the argument. And Tom Brady fans are not going to like that.
Well, I mean,
who said he's losing?
If the Chiefs win regardless, it's better for Brady if he meets them there instead of losing to, like, the Packers and Lambeau.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Oh, that's true. Wow. I think if I was him, I'd rather lose to Mahomes than Rodgers.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
It's going to be the Bucks or the Saints out of the NFC versus the Chiefs.
All right. But we Give will. Me the Bucks. Yeah. No, I'll take the Bucks, obviously. I think they'll easily take care of whoever they're playing next week, unless it's the Giants, Tom Brady's kryptonite. But. Is that it? Is that what we got? This went a lot longer today than I was expecting. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So that's
good. We had some good talk.
For our first virtual podcast.
We're back, baby.
Before we go out, I want to hear it here first. What is your Super Bowl matchup prediction and score from both of you?
Score. Hold on. We got to wait on the score. I'll give you a prediction. Score.
Fine.
I'm going to wait on the score. I think it's going to be the Chiefs. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. And if it's not the Chiefs, it's going to be the Bills. We can go Chiefs.
Yes.
And then out of the NFC, I don't think it'll be the Saints. I think it'll be the Bucks. I think it'll be the Bucks Chiefs.
Baby! Turn. That up. I don't know. I'm gonna be
good. We will probably, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I'm also, we probably will end up doing this again Thursday. Okay. I won't risk anything with my birthday being so. But we're. All right, we're good.